Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Mostly sunny today with our high nearing 83. Staying clear overnight tonight with a low around 54. Sunshine on Saturday with a high of 82 and clear with a low around 54 throughout Saturday night. Still sunny with a high of 84 throughout Sunday and a slight chance for some showers and thunderstorms Sunday night with a low around 58. Some showers early on Monday, sunny with a high of 87. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster. Currently it's 61 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. With the change in primary election laws across the state of Kansas, the Kansas Secretary of State Scott Schwab says that his office is preparing for the presidential primaries next year. They're now set for March 19th of 2024. As KSNT News reports that the new election process is set to cost the state of Kansas near $5 million, which Schwab said he's not sure if it's worth that money.
I still think because whoever wins this presidential primary may not even be on the ballot in November, I don't think it's a good use of resources when, you know, we got highway capacity issues on K-10. We have K-12 always asking for more money. We have issues with higher ed.
That audio from KSNT News, where he says the total cost will depend on the amount of voter turnout that's expected based on the anticipation or excitement of the candidates and or issues that may be coming up in the general election of November of 2024.
What drives voter turnout is compelling issues and compelling candidates.
Mid-America Network News.
Horse Trailer Sales, the one call you need to make to get the most trusted brands in landscaping, utility, livestock, and flatbed trailers. Plus, they can service all makes and models of trailers,
even the ones they don't sell.
And no matter whether it's a service or sales call, Horse Trailer stands behind their products with great prices and exceptional personal service.
Which is why they're proud to be family-owned and operated.
Horse Trailer Sales, 620-545-7292 or online at horsetrailers.com.
Horse Trailer Sales.
Netflix series star Tyler Henry, the Hollywood medium, is bringing his live show, An Evening of Hope and Healing, to you. Plus, live readings along with an audience Q&A. He has sold out venues across North America. Tyler Henry, the Hollywood medium. Saturday, July 1st at First Council Casino. Get tickets now at 7clans.com or 866-966-1777. Another breath of fresh air from Inner Visions.
The Food and Drug Administration has announced that the ice cream company of Van Leeuwen Ice Cream of Brooklyn, New York, is voluntarily recalling over 4,000 frozen 14-ounce pints of their French ice cream product known as Brown Sugar Chunk. KSNT News reports that the more than 400 gallons of ice cream is being recalled due to an allergic reaction containing undeclared allergens in the form of walnuts. They say the product comes in the 14-ounce reddish-brown package with black lettering on the cup and lid and is sold at numerous different markets across the state of Kansas. In other news, 31-year-old Tyler Anderson of Topeka, Kansas, has been arrested after exposing himself to a juvenile near the downtown area. They say the event happened on Monday afternoon this week near Southwest Boswell Avenue. WIBW reports that according to the law enforcement, after an investigation, they say that he exposed himself to a child under the age of 16 years old. Anderson has been arrested and is sitting on a $5,000 bond with court appearance set for August 24th. The investigation on the incident is still ongoing. Mid-America Network News.
Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville is your reliable automotive repair shop. Servicing engines and transmissions, ACs, radiators, exhausts, and diagnostic checks. Did you know Dane's does tires? Carrying all major brands and sizes from trucks, ATVs, trailer, and farm implements, Dane's Automotive and Tire has you covered. With over 85 years combined experience, your locally owned and trusted repair and tire shop is Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. A state budget had officially been approved by state lawmakers over the last week, giving a two-year budget that calls for near $5.3 billion worth of yearly spending with an average increase from year over year of 2.2%. KSNB Local Channel 4 reports that the budget also includes some of the state income tax cuts along with increasing at tax credits for property taxes along with allocating final funds at near $366 million for state prisons and reserving over a half a billion dollars for Perkins County Canal. The bill also addresses public education by allotting near $1 billion for education future funds intended to pay a $1,500 per student foundation to K through 12 schools proposed by Governor Jim Pillen. According to the projections, at the end of the state budget, the cash reserves should be at near $780 million for the end of the 2024-25 fiscal year. The bill passed the final round of voting at a 41-3 vote in the legislature. Mid-America Network News.
May is Maytag Month at your hometown Ashley Home Store and Brand Source Appliance Store. Large capacity Maytag washers and dryers are marked $5.88 each. And now buy three appliances and receive an additional $200 gift card free from Maytag. Brand Source Appliance also has large selections of in-stock appliances from Bosch, LG, Samsung, and Whirlpool. And always free shipping to your door within 100 miles on all purchases $2.99 and up. Ashley Home Store and Brand Source Appliance Store, Indian Creek Mall, Beatrice.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. The annual Nickel Day in Waterville kicks off Friday evening with a burger bash from 5 until 7, community center, and a cruise night follow. Many other activities are planned throughout the day Saturday, including the Lion's Pancake Feed, community center, from 7:30 till 10, cakewalk, chicken drop, face painting, kids train, and more, downtown from 10 to 2, plus a car show with a beer garden, food trucks. A parade and bike parade begins at 2:15, plus rail rides on the Central Branch Railroad. Dr. Nicole Porter is among organizers.
Well, it's just good family fun, a great community atmosphere, you know, just an all-day event that you can bring your kids, and just the nice thing about living in a small town is you can just kind of let them go, obviously keep an eye on them, but it's a safe environment and just good fun. They went COVID year without having it, and I think they realized, you know, this isn't something that we want to see go away. And it most definitely, it brings back a lot of memories. You know, when something's been going on for 50 years, you know, the older generation remembers it getting started and putting it together. The people that really help run it now remember it as kids, you know, what they did, because it definitely is a family-friendly event. So, yeah, no, it takes the entire community to put something on like this.
Join Nicole Porter for additional comments on our public affairs program airing Saturday morning at 7:10 on KNDY. Hanover citywide garage sales are planned this weekend with maps at several business and sale locations beginning Friday. Marysville USD 364 School Board approved raises at their meeting last week, including $750 added to base pay for teachers, 3% increases for administration and unclassified staff, and a 20% increase of $21,000 for Superintendent Darren Schrader, who will be paid $125,000. A road in Pottawatomie County was closed effective Wednesday due to bridge deterioration on a Louisville Road crossing Rock Creek. A detour for the section between Rockingham and Emile Roads has been established. Memorial Day services are planned Monday in Marysville. 8 a.m. services begin at the Spring Creek Bridge south of town. A memorial mass at St. Gregory Catholic Cemetery starts at 9, and the Marysville City Cemetery services begin with the Marshall County Community Band performing at 10 and a service following at 10:30. Axtell has plans Monday at St. Bridget at 9, St. Michael's 9:30, and Rose Hill at 10. At Beatty, a service at the Catholic Cemetery starts at 9:45 and Union Cemetery following at 10. Blue Rapids will host activities Monday at 9 at Prospect Hill, 9:30 at Fairmont, and 10 a.m. at the Greenwood Cemetery. Emmanuel Lutheran Bremen service is planned 9 a.m. Frankfort City Cemetery at 10, with activities following at the Catholic, Antioch, and Barrett Cemeteries. Summerfield service starts at 9, Mission Creek 10:30. Vermilionary activities include 9 a.m. starts at Salem, 10 a.m. at Lillis, and 11 at Vermilion, while Waterville has plans at 10:30 Monday at Riverside. In Washington County, Sunday, Barnes has a service planned at 2, Steel City will have a program Sunday at 2, and at Joy Creek, Hollenburg at 3 p.m. On Monday, Greenleaf City Cemetery service begins at 10. Hanover will host a program at Memorial Park Monday at 11. Lynn starts at 10:30. No services are planned at Washington, but flags will be on display. Marvell Boston, age 85, of Washington, passed away May 14. A funeral service is planned Saturday, May 27th at 2 p.m. at the Morrillville Christian Church, burial in the Washington City Cemetery. Family will greet friends Friday from 6 until 8 at the church. Tibbetts Fisher Funeral Home of Belleville in charge of arrangements for Marvell, Boston. A celebration of life service for Linda D. Slifer, age 71, of Frankfurt, who passed away November 22nd, is planned Sunday, May 28th at 2 p.m. at the Beatty Community Center, with the Patton Funeral Chapel of Frankfurt in charge of arrangements for Linda Slifer. Janet Hill Adkins, age 65, of Barnes, passed away Sunday. Funeral arrangements pending with the Christy Anders Funeral Home of Waterville in charge for Janet Adkins. Daniel Skip Shortle, age 70, of Marysville, passed away Wednesday. A graveside funeral service is planned Wednesday, 11 a.m. at the Marysville City Cemetery, with the Kinsley Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Skip Shortle. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, a hamburger with baked beans, pea salad, and watermelon. They will be closed Monday. KNDY News Time, 7:15.
Hello, and thank you for calling. Our operators are busy at the moment. Please hold the line, and we will answer you shortly.
Stop the madness! With Blue Valley, there's less time on hold, more time together. Blue Valley Technologies offers reliable internet that works when you need it. And if there's an issue, we have local customer support that will make sure you're back online in no time. Find out more at bluevalley.net.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Staying mostly sunny today with our highs in the lower to mid-80s. Mostly clear skies overnight tonight with our lows in the mid-50s and lower 60s. More sunshine on Saturday with our highs in the lower to mid-80s. And clear over Saturday night with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Still sunny by Sunday with our highs in the lower 80s. Southeast winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 20. Then a slight chance for some showers and thunderstorms over Sunday night, staying partly cloudy with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Some showers may linger throughout the day on Memorial Day, otherwise staying mostly sunny with our highs in the lower to mid-80s. And more rain showers possible throughout Monday night, otherwise partly cloudy with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Warmer on Tuesday, a slight chance for some showers, otherwise mostly sunny with our highs in the mid to upper 80s. And rain possible over Tuesday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the lower to upper 60s. And still more rain possible throughout Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature late May, 79. Record high on this date, 96. The average low, 58. And the record low, 36. Sunset this evening, 8:43. Sunrise in the morning at 6:06. Varying amounts of precipitation with brief showers Thursday afternoon across the region. Sunshine and 61 this hour. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Friday, the 26th of May. KNDY News Time, 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Through every season and every storm, the professionals at Eaton Roofing and Exteriors are the ones to call for all your roofing needs. Now celebrating 30 years in business, you'll appreciate the many years of experience and industry knowledge the Eaton Roofing sales and service representatives bring to your home. Visit EatonRoofing.com.
Your hometown.
Call Eaton Roofing today at 785-266-6060.
Are you mechanically inclined and like working with your hands? Do you enjoy seeing a finished product come to fruition that started out as a raw piece of steel? Landall in Marysville is looking for you. Currently hiring welders, assembly, paint, and fabrication. Competitive wages, $2 per hour shift differential, 4% attendance bonus based on your gross weekly wage, an excellent benefits package that includes comprehensive health insurance, life insurance, paid time off, paid holidays, and profit sharing. Apply online at Landall.com or contact them at 785-562-5381. EEO Vets and Disability welcome.
The Celtics and Stars live to fight another day.
Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. After going down 3-0 in the NBA Eastern Conference Finals, the Celtics have won two straight to claw their way back into the series, beating the Heat last night in Boston in dominant fashion.
Butler reaches in, pokes it away, but Boston keeps it. White straight on a three. It's good. Boy, Derek White can't miss. 5 3-pointers, 17 points.
The call on ESPN, Derek White would lead Boston with 24 points. Jason Tatum dished out 11 assists to go along with 21 points. Tatum on the Celts finally clicking to keep the series going.
Our ability to come together, figure things out, you know, when it's not necessarily looking good for us. It's unlike any team I've been on this year and last year.
Game 6 tomorrow in Miami. A potential winner-take-all Game 7 would be Monday in Boston. This is ABC Sports. Stanley Cup playoffs. The Stars also managed to avoid a sweep in the Western Conference Finals, beating the Golden Knights last night in overtime, thanks to a cleanup goal from Joe Pavelski.
Robertson on the right wing side got into the slot. Here's Hintz, drags it, saved by Hill. He's face down, the puck is loose. Up top, Haskinen, left side shot, score! Pavelski, a one-timer!
The call courtesy of 96.7 FM, The Ticket. Jason Robertson scored a pair of goals. The Stars stay alive, 3-2 the final, Game 5 tomorrow night. Baseball, the Mariners hosting the lowly A's.
Here comes the 1-1. Ty France swung on high drive, deep left field. That baby is destined to get out of the ballpark. And he hit it almost in the same spot. Ty France with a home run, his second of the night, fifth of the year.
Seattle Sports, 7:10 a.m. on the call. Ty France with the power bat, 3-2 the final. This is Rich Cantu, ABC.
United Bank and Trust has been fulfilling the banking needs of families and businesses in Northeast Kansas for decades. United Bank and Trust is always advancing and is excited to introduce a tablet banking app. Simply search UBT Tablet in the App Store and download. Enjoy banking on your tablet from anywhere. It's a mobile-fast world, and so is United Bank and Trust, the bank for your future. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Get ready to save big this Memorial Day with Twin Rivers Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram in Beatrice. Purchase a new 2023 Ram 1500 Bighorn and receive up to $9,480 in total savings. Don't miss this spectacular offer. See Twin Rivers' incredible selection today online at twinriv.com or in person on West Court in Beatrice. Experience the ultimate in power, performance, and style with a new Ram 1500 and available with an incredible savings offer from Twin Rivers in Beatrice.
Here's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. It is Friday, May the 26th. If it's Friday, it's time for the Steckline Report.
Action in Washington, friends. It's kind of interesting. By now, you've all likely heard of the Chinese balloons that made their way across the United States. You also heard me talk about the land that they wanted to buy up in South Dakota that was just, what, about 5 miles from one of our big, big Air Force units. Well, it looks like right now we've got some help coming from the Treasury Department because they're moving to limit foreign land purchases near military bases. They're pushing Congress to get that done, and whether they do or not is anybody's guess, but it sure helps to have that strength of a group behind something that needs to be done, because I hear a lot of talk about doing something, but I don't see any action. This is action, and maybe something will get done. What they're trying to do is put any foreign land ownership at least 100 miles away from things like that big air base up in South Dakota. Did that make sense? Well, a lot of times when it comes to politics, nothing makes sense. But anyway, let's hope that that gets some traction and something done. In the meantime, they're talking about that farm bill yet. I've talked to you about it quite a bit. Here's something that's kind of interesting and I kind of like. Lawmakers were called to the White House to meet with Biden to discuss the farm bill. President Biden wanted to talk to them about the farm bill, which is kind of good. A lot of times they kind of ignore that and let things go. In the meantime, the best I could tell, nothing came out of that meeting of very much interest. Most people said that food stamp funding, implementation flexibility, conservation, climate smart programs might be on the minds of the administration to kind of make sure that they're done right. See you on the next Steckline Report.
Stockman, if you're seeking a dependable herd bull with good disposition, hybrid vigor, and great traits, call Lewin Berger. He has 30 head of Angus and Sim-Angus yearling, 2-year-olds, for immediate pickup or delivery. Featuring calving ease, these are right for expanding or replacing your herd bull. Call Lewin Berger at Waterville today. His cell phone is 268-0647.
Pesticides are regularly used by producers, and KSA Weed Management Specialist Sarah Lancaster reviews proper pesticide use. Wearing proper protective clothing, being aware of changes in regulations, and reading the labels are important factors for producers when they use pesticides. Personal protective clothing, also known as PPEs, is important for safety and easy to follow.
It can be very tempting, especially as it gets warmer into the application season, to skip PPEs because they can be burdensome. But they're important because we don't know a lot about what long-term, low-level exposure does to people. Folks kind of frown on testing those kinds of things in a laboratory. So using pesticides safely to prevent that kind of chronic exposure is important. And so usually it's as simple as rubber gloves or some sort of waterproof gloves, long sleeves, long pants, covered, you know, shoes or boots. And then sometimes eye protection, right? When you're mixing, you don't want things to splash back in your face.
Lancaster says getting an applicator's license is a straightforward process and necessary to be able to spray pesticides legally.
Process for getting an applicator's license is pretty straightforward. All of the information is on the Kansas Department of Agriculture website. They are the ones that issue the licenses. Your county or district extension agent can also help you with that. They can provide for the private applicator's license, can provide you a place to take the test. There are study materials available for each of the different types of commercial applicator's licenses and for the private applicator's license as well. I will also say that I know that the EPA has approved some changes to the licensure process. I have to confess that I am not fully up to speed on what those look like or when they're going to become active, but I do know that there's a lot of talk that it is going to become more difficult for folks to get private pesticide applicators licenses. And so if anybody's on the fence about that, now may be a good time to go ahead and make that decision to get that license for private pesticide application.
Lancaster shares how reading the label is beneficial for all aspects of proper pesticide use, and that it should not be taken lightly because it is the law.
The label is the law. And I know it's not fun reading. I know it's not easy reading because every label is structured differently and it's usually in print that requires a magnifying glass. But the label is the law. And if you have questions about how to use a particular product, that's really your first and one of your best sources of information to answer questions about herbicides or other types of pesticides is the label.
That was K-State Weed Management Specialist Sarah Lancaster with information on how to use pesticides properly during spraying season. For more information on how to obtain a sprayer's license, contact local extension agents and visit www.agriculture.ks.gov.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
From pantyhose to cereal boxes, all kinds of household discards can be put to good use in the garden. A few ideas today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Many people struggle with the frustration of excess belly fat, symptoms of diabetes and arthritis. Maybe you've tried prescription drugs, exercise classes, and workout gadgets. A European doctor has uncovered a breakthrough that's helping save lives. It's an incredible 2-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. And details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. There are no special exercise gadgets to buy, nor will you be required to perform any strenuous workouts or spend money for high-priced supplements each month. This will work for you and anyone who is concerned about heart disease, diabetes, and low energy. At meltingbelly.com, we share this 2-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. Meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, May 26th, the 146th day of the year. Actor John Wayne was born on this day, and the Wham-O Company trademarked the word Frisbee on this day in 1959. Which household discards can you repurpose for gardening chores? Just take a look around. Strips of worn-out pantyhose make great plant ties that are gentle on the stems. Keep grass from invading your planting beds with old cereal boxes. Flatten them and lay underneath the mulch along the bed border. We all have stashes of plastic shopping bags. Tie some around your knees while weeding to protect your pants from grass stains. Old coffee cans make good totes for small tools. And save those mesh fruit and vegetable bags from the supermarket. They're perfect for transporting harvested vegetables from the garden. There is your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
7:30 from KNDY, now 62 degrees, sunshine this morning, with seasonal highs in the low to mid-80s today.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Doug Downs. Postseason college baseball in the Big 12 tournament yesterday, the Kansas State Wildcats knocked out the number one seed Texas Longhorns. K-State got a 6-0 win. Oklahoma State beat West Virginia 3-2. Kansas lost to TCU 14-8, and Texas Tech beat Oklahoma 10-9. That sets up a Sunflower Showdown and Bedlam matchup both for today, 3 o'clock this afternoon. Kansas State and Kansas will play in the Big 12 baseball tournament, followed by Oklahoma State and Oklahoma. The season has come to an end for the Wichita State Shocker baseball program. They had to win the American Athletic Conference tournament in order to advance on in any kind of a regional. They could not get it done. They went 0-2 down in Florida in the tournament. Houston knocked the Shockers out with a 4-3 win yesterday. NBA playoffs, the Boston Celtics have now made it a series. It's a 3-2 lead for Miami after Boston gets a 110-97 win yesterday. Kansas, Mid-American Network Sports.
With a first-place finish from the boys and a second-place finish from the girls, the Marysville Bulldogs track team had a strong showing in their 3A regional last week and have 24 competitors in Wichita this weekend. Senior Devon Mathis brought home first in the 100-meter dash with a time of 11.3 seconds and first in the 200 with a time of 23.36 seconds. Senior Xander Zutterman placed first in the 110-meter hurdles, finishing with a time of 15 seconds. Finishing the day, Zutterman was also able to finish third in the 300 meters. In distance, junior Silas Miller ran the 800 meter in just over 2 minutes and the 2 mile with a time of 9 minutes and 34 seconds, both good enough for first place along with breaking the school record in the 2 mile. Miller was also able to bring home a second place finish in the mile run. Senior Rook Williams ran away with first place in the high jump with a jump of 6 feet even, while his brother Rhett placed third in triple jump. Senior Peyton Smith rounded out the boys' day with a fourth-place finish in shot put. In girls' competition, 3 Bulldogs brought home the gold. Senior Bryn O'Neill ran a 2-minute and 22-second 800 with a first-place finish, along with finishing second in the 400. Junior Shea Kramer brought home the gold in pole vault with a vault of 9 feet 6 inches, while also claiming fourth in the 100-meter hurdles. In high jump, freshman Casey Rush claimed first with a jump of 5 feet 4 inches, while teammate Haley Ingalls placed fourth. Rush was also able to claim fourth place in triple jump. Sophomore Aubrey Veering punched her ticket to Wichita with a fourth place finish in shot put. The 4x1 relay team of Fry, Spicer, Schoenberger, and Kramer punched their ticket with a fourth place finish, while the 4x4 team consisting of Bryn O'Neill, Claire Hawley, Bella Hedke, and Shea Kramer brought home the gold with a time of 4 minutes and 14 seconds. A school record was rebroken by the boys' 4x800-meter relay team of Colton Shoddy, Nathan Miller, Asher Wassum, and Silas Miller with a time of 8 minutes and 17 seconds and a third-place finish. Also placing third was the 4x4 team consisting of Asher Wassum, Rook Williams, Grant Hafley, and Devon Mathis.
Waterville's annual Nickel Day celebration is Saturday with the Lions Pancake Feed at the Community Center 7:30 till 10. Games from 10 to 2, plus a car show, beer garden, food trucks, parade and bike parade at 2:15, rail rides on the Central Branch Railroad and more. An invitation to the Nickel Day in Waterville Saturday from Blue Rapids Auto and Hardware, your Napa parts store, and Do It Best Hardware. If Mark doesn't have what you need, he can get it. Old-fashioned service at Blue Rapids Auto and Hardware. Blue Valley Trailers Waterville, featuring new and used trailers of all types, gooseneck hitches, and they're your Hustler lawnmower dealer. Go online at BlueValleyTrailers.com. Dr. Nicole Porter and her staff at Blue River Veterinary Clinic tend your pet's needs in a caring atmosphere at affordable rates. Wellness exams, vaccinations, boarding, grooming, and more at Blue Valley Veterinary Clinic in Waterville.
KNDY.
So you've got to dodge him, you've got to duck him. You got to keep that diesel trucking. Just put that hammer down and give it hell. He's bound to die, loaded up and trucking. Are we going to do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound up, watch your bandit run.
That's Jerry Reed. Good morning. I'm Rob in the news. A guy who was paralyzed in 2011 is walking again thanks to a brain implant doctors came up with that bypassed the part of his spine that was injured. That is awesome. And in a recent interview, Khloe Kardashian said she has only had one nose job. Incidentally, it's the only job she's ever had.
1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code SAVE for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code SAVE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code SAVE.